Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada. The next evolution of radio has come to Calgary.
This is just the beginning.
Introducing
a new stereophonic sound spectacle.
All kinds of music.
Who are you people?
101.5
Today Radio.
101.5 Today Radio has made its debut in Calgary, a relaunch of Jim Pattison Broadcast Group's Hot AC station 101.5 Cool FM. On this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, Jamie Wall, general manager of the Pattison stations in Edmonton and Calgary, on the broadcast group's personality-driven, high-engagement strategy. Tell us what's precipitated the rebrand to Today in Calgary.
I think it was because Cool has a lot of history. It's been a few different things over the years, different versions of a kind of AC or hot AC format. And the rebrand is really an extension of a strategy that we started about 2 years ago. And that's when we kind of finalized the on-air lineup we wanted and got the music pretty much how we wanted it. So after this, late in 2018, we did market research, and it showed us a couple of things. One, that the audience was really liking the hosts. Those who were aware of the hosts really liked them. And the second thing was there was a bigger opportunity for 101.5 to grow by taking the station a touch more familiar, which means a bit less current, a little more familiar, more kind of gold from the 2000s, even a bit of 80s and 90s.
So what can listeners expect from the Today format?
I think it's going to be a lot of high personality. Really, the personality sew the whole thing together, the on-air hosts. There's going to be a lot of engagement on text, on social media, and a lot of storytelling, not just from the hosts, but getting stories from the listeners, too.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on social media. That has been a big part of your radio strategy over at the Jim Pattison Broadcast Group. Can you talk a little bit about the digital evolution of listener engagement and where you think that meets radio in the current landscape?
Well, I think it's like anything else. Any business these days pretty much needs a digital, a social strategy. Our thing was, I mean, radio used to be all about getting people on the phones, and obviously a lot of the way people engage is also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on text. So, I mean, our text volume has increased steadily and frankly rapidly over the last couple of years because we've kind of been working with the audience to get them to understand this is what we do. It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue with you.
Let's talk about the on-air lineup. Are we going to see some new faces?
Really, no, because as I said, when we did the market research, all the personalities, those who knew the personalities scored them well. They aren't the most well-known in the market, but of course most of them are relatively new to the market, only in the last kind of 2-3 years. So all the key on-air people are staying. We're adding one new show, which is the Crasher and Mars show. Will run evenings Monday to Friday from 6 to 9.
So how does this new format fit in with your existing brands in Edmonton and Calgary, Wild in Calgary and Up and Now in Edmonton?
Well, format-wise, it is really, some people call it Hot AC, some people call it Adult Hits, but the approach on all our stations in Edmonton and Calgary has really been about high personality, high engagement. So it's very much along those lines. Really, it's very much the station it was as Cool with really some fresh paint on it, and we're having a few things, including the Today Guarantee, which is 55 minutes of music and conversation to start every hour at work. So it was really, and of course we'll launch the 1K a day giveaway starting on March 4th.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.